Welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, Diana, for Speaking Into the Void. To those who are new listeners, welcome. I appreciate the time you're taking out of your day to listen to my podcast. To my returning ones, thank you guys for the endless support. So, how's everyone today? The last week of March, right? I hope this month has treated you well. If it hasn't, then there's always next month. Let's stay positive and hopeful for better yet to come. So, I think I'll probably end up saying this a lot, but what I'm realizing with brainstorming for each episode I make is that this journey of my podcast, I'll definitely be learning more about myself. Because as I brainstorm, I'm thinking about like my experiences. I'm just like, oh yeah, like I remember this, I remember that. And I feel this podcast is going to help me be more in tune with myself. I think that's a good thing, right? Anyways, in this episode, we're diving into vulnerability. As previously said, I'm doing my best to be as vulnerable, right? Question to all of you. Is vulnerability easy for you? For me, it hasn't always been easy. As I realize, as life has passed me by, I realize that vulnerability isn't something that was taught to me. I think that's how it is with a lot of people. Everything that has happened in my life, it was like, okay, feel in the moment, and I will just flip the page and just move on. I'd carry the weight without realizing it was affecting me mentally, emotionally, and physically. But this is the thing. Growing up, you're just a youngling. Like, you don't realize, at least for me, I didn't realize, like, how you become as a person until you get to a certain age. Looking back, I didn't really have anyone to be vulnerable with. If you're wondering why, I mean, I didn't really have that opportunity to share or learn to be vulnerable. My oldest sister, she left from my parents at a young age. I had to be like 5 or 6 when she left. My middle sister, she stayed in my life until the middle of 6th grade. Then she met the one and she left and moved to another state. I felt I didn't have anyone to lean on. The relationship I had with my mom was rocky. We did talk about some personal things, don't get me wrong, but only to a certain extent. My dad was around at that age, but I wasn't going to open up to him about anything personal. From my perspective, my adolescence years, I grew up with them mentally alone. With my middle sister leaving to another state, it affected me. I spent so much time with her. Everywhere she went, I went. Her leaving, I know it affected her. Later in life, she had apologized for leaving me, but can you blame her? It was time for her to leave when she left. Like I mentioned already, didn't really realize all of this until later when looking back at life. So, if you think about it, how was I supposed to know being vulnerable was normal? How did I know that I wasn't going to be judged? My mindset had built walls of insecurity, which led to fear. So, that's what has happened with me. Fear of letting go walls I built because I would just run away from my feelings. If you're wondering, like, Diana, didn't you have family? Didn't you have, like, friends growing up? Like, okay, duh, I did, but, like, emotions weren't talked about. With friends, conversations didn't go beneath the surface. The conversations were either about anything that dealt with school and, you know, your boy crushes and whatnot. Family was just family. There was no in-between of, like, speaking about how you were feeling or what were you going through. So, every year of school, throughout middle school and high school, I would just choose some type of art as an elective. Saying this actually reminds me of a time when I was in middle school. I think I was in 7th grade, and I honestly don't remember what I painted, but just know it was like an abstract project. my painting, it was so interesting to my teacher that she liked it so much and she kept it up in the class. I wish I can remember what the painting was. I just slightly remember the colors I used. It was dark colors with a mixture of black. Also, I do remember, though, she had asked me how did I come up with it. I told her it was just how I was feeling in the moment. Her question me kind of made me think, like, am I okay? Or, like, did I do something wrong? Or like, why, you know, why does she like it? But I guess to her, it was just interesting. Another memory to share is when I was in high school. I think in, like, 10th grade, the teacher I had for English, he would have us come in, and the first 20 minutes of class, we would have to write in a journal. It could be about anything, although every week he would grade it. But I didn't care if my journal was read. It was part of the class. So he'd play some music, and I remember it was so peaceful. He was my favorite teacher because of that. I think that's how I ended up journaling a lot, because of him. Looking back now, I think being creative during my years of school was how I got through my emotions. However, besides art and journaling helping me, it didn't fix the problem. There was an emotional vulnerability on paper, but letting your vulnerability down with someone, that's something I never did. Until one time ago. At a point in my life, I was dealing with a lot mentally. This someone I had in my life at the time, this person meant a lot to me. Like, I actually ended up opening up to him. It wasn't easy at all. He had to somehow find his way to get me to be vulnerable. The way he got me to be vulnerable was he showed me his vulnerability. That is how I unloaded everything that was going on, and for once, I actually felt at peace. Despite the complicated situation I was dealing with, he was there to hear me out. All the thoughts I had of scared of what the other person may think of me, he did nothing but give me comfort. The feeling of that gave me nothing but hopefulness that there is people who you can actually be vulnerable with. Although, I'm not going to speak here and say all my walls are built or down, but I just feel like it takes the right people to know who you can be vulnerable with. I know vulnerability comes with fear. Oftentimes, people think by being vulnerable, it makes you weak. But the foundation of walls you build are carrying the weight of your life is what makes it weak. You build yourself with no strength to hold your foundation up. It only holds up for so long. Trust me, I know. If vulnerability is something you're struggling with, the wall you built takes time to knock down. I know letting down your walls doesn't fix the problem, but at least your problems you're saying are out loud to someone to give you the clarity to continue to be hopeful. I hope, like, I made sense to whoever's listening. But anyways, we are all on our own road, so take as much time you need, but practice within yourself to be vulnerable. Think of an area in your life you're holding back and try to break that wall little by little. Reach out to someone you can trust. If you feel you can't trust anyone, write in a journal. Practice vulnerability for yourself. When we're ready to admit to ourselves, we don't have it all together, and that's okay. That is where true healing starts to come in. We're all human, don't forget that. Allow the emotional vulnerability in. Once you do, pat yourself on the back because you're trying. Remember, vulnerability isn't a sign of weakness, it's strength. To end, wherever you are listening to my podcast, thank you for being here, for listening to my episode about vulnerability. If anyone you know struggles with vulnerability, share this episode with them, letting them know that they're not alone. Follow my Instagram at Speaking Into the Void Podcast. Let's connect. If you have any stories to share about your journey of vulnerability, or even any life experience, I'd love to hear. Don't be shy. It's a safe space with me. Until the next episode, take care of yourself, continue to be true to yourself, and keep speaking into the void.